Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 27th of December. I'm Brian. Great to be here with you in this, this between the holiday week, where a lot of New Year's resolutions are made, a lot of reflection is done, a lot of regrouping to launch into a new year is done, and some relaxation hopefully happens. And I'm trying to do some of all of that my own self. And yet there is much to glean from God's word as we round the final bend. The end is in sight. A complete revolution through God's word in a year. This will be the sixth year every single day that we're about to complete here in a matter of days. We're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Through 11:17 today. I, the Lord, am the one who sends storm clouds and showers of rain to make fields produce. So when the crops need rain, you should pray to me. You can't believe idols and fortune tellers or depend on the hope you receive from witchcraft and interpreters of dreams. But you have tried all these. Now you're like sheep without a shepherd. I, the Lord, all-powerful, am fiercely angry with you leaders, and I will punish you. I care for my people, the nation of Judah, and I will change this flock of sheep into charging war horses. From this flock will come leaders who will be strong, like cornerstones and tent pegs and weapons of war. They will join in the fighting, and together they will trample their enemies like mud. They will fight, because I, the Lord, will be on their side, and they will crush the enemy cavalry. I will strengthen the kingdoms of Judah and Israel, and I will show mercy, because I am the Lord, their God. I will answer their prayers and bring them home, and it will seem as though I had never rejected them. Israel will be like a tribe of warriors celebrating with wine. When their children see this, they will also be happy because of me, the Lord. I will give a signal for them to come together because I have rescued them, and there will be as many as ever before. Although I scattered my people in distant countries, they won't forget me. Once their children are raised, they will return. I will bring them home from Egypt and Assyria, let them settle as far as Gilead and Lebanon until the land overflows with them. My people will go through an ocean of troubles, but I will overcome the waves and dry up the deepest part of the Nile. Assyria's great pride will be put down, and the power of Egypt will disappear. I'll strengthen my people because of who I am, and they will follow me. I, the Lord, have spoken. Lebanon, open your gates. Let the fire come in to destroy your cedar trees. Cry, you cypress trees. The glorious cedars have fallen and are rotting. Cry, you oak trees of Bashan. The dense forest has been chopped down. Listen, shepherds are crying. Their glorious pastures have been ruined. Listen, lions are roaring. The forests of the Jordan Valley are no more to be found. The Lord my God said to me, tend those sheep doomed for slaughter. The people who buy and butcher them go unpunished, while everyone who sells them says, praise the Lord, I'm rich. Not even their shepherds have pity on them. Tend those sheep, because I, the Lord, will no longer have pity on the people of this earth. I'll turn neighbor against neighbor and make them slaves of a king. They will bring disaster on the earth, and I'll do nothing to rescue any of them. So I became a shepherd of those sheep doomed to be slaughtered by the sheep dealers. And I gave names to the two sticks I used for tending the sheep. One of them was named Mercy and the other Unity. In less than a month, I became impatient with three shepherds who didn't like me, and I got rid of them. Then I said, I refuse to be your shepherd. Let the sheep that are going to die go on and die, and those that are going to be destroyed go on and be destroyed. Then let the others eat one another alive. On that same day, I broke the stick named Mercy to show that the Lord had canceled his agreement with all people. The sheep dealers who saw me knew right away that this was a message from the Lord. I told them, pay me my wages, if you think you should. Otherwise, forget it. So they handed me my wages, a measly 30 pieces of silver. Then the Lord said, throw the money into the treasury. So I threw the money into the treasury at the Lord's temple. Then I broke the stick named Unity and canceled the ties between Judah and Israel. Next, the Lord said to me, act like a shepherd again. This time, a worthless shepherd. Once more, I am going to let a worthless nobody rule the land. One who won't care for the strays or search for the young or heal the sick or feed the healthy. He will just dine on the fattest sheep, leaving nothing but a few bones. You worthless shepherd, deserting the sheep. I hope a sword will cripple your arm and blind your right eye. Revelation 18, 1 through 24. I saw another angel come from heaven. This one had great power, and the earth was bright because of his glory. The angel shouted, fallen! Powerful Babylon is fallen and is now the home of demons. It is the den of every filthy spirit and of all unclean birds and every dirty and hated animal. Babylon's evil and immoral wine has made all nations drunk. Every king on earth has slept with her, and every merchant on earth is rich because of her evil desires. Then I heard another voice from heaven shout, my people, you must escape from Babylon. Don't take part in her sins and share her punishment. Her sins are piled as high as heaven. God has remembered the evil she has done. Treat her as she has treated others. Make her pay double for what she has done. Make her drink twice as much of what she mixed for others. That woman honored herself with a life of luxury. Reward her now with suffering and pain. Deep in her heart, Babylon said, I am the queen. Never will I be a widow or know what it means to be sad. And so, in a single day, she will suffer the pain of sorrow, hunger, and death. Fire will destroy her dead body, because her judge is the powerful Lord God. Every king on earth who slept with her and shared in her luxury will mourn. They will weep when they see the smoke from that fire. Her sufferings will frighten them, and they will stand at a distance and say, pity that great and powerful city. Pity Babylon. In a single hour, her judgment has come. Every merchant on earth will mourn because there is no one to buy their goods. There won't be anyone to buy their gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet cloth, sweet-smelling wood, fancy carvings of ivory and wood, as well as things made of bronze, iron, or marble. No one will buy their cinnamon, spices, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, chariots, slaves, and other humans. Babylon, the things your heart desired have all escaped from you. Every luxury and all your glory will be lost forever. You will never get them back. The merchants had become rich because of her, but when they saw her sufferings, they were terrified. They stood at a distance, crying and mourning. Then they shouted, pity the great city of Babylon. She dressed in fine linen and wore purple and scarlet cloth. She had jewelry made of gold and precious stones and pearls. Yet in a single hour, her riches disappeared. Every ship captain and passenger and sailor stood at a distance, together with everyone who does business by traveling on the sea. When they saw the smoke from her fire, they shouted, this was the greatest city ever. They cried loudly, and in their sorrow they threw dust on their heads, as they said, pity the great city of Babylon. Everyone who sailed the seas became rich from her treasures, but in a single hour, the city was destroyed. The heavens should be happy with God's people, and apostles and prophets. God has punished her for them. A powerful angel then picked up a huge stone and threw it into the sea. The angel said, "This is how the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to rise again. The music of harps and singers and of flutes and trumpets will no longer be heard. No workers will ever set up shop in that city, and the sound of grinding grain will be silenced forever. Lamps will no longer shine anywhere in Babylon, and couples will never again say wedding vows there. Her merchants ruled the earth, and by her witchcraft, she fooled all nations. On the streets of Babylon is found the blood of God's people and of his prophets and everyone else." Psalm 146, 1 through 10. Shout praises to the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord. With all that I am, I will shout his praises and will sing and praise the Lord God for as long as I live. You can't depend on anyone, not even a great leader. Once they die and are buried, that won't be the end of all their plans. The Lord God of Jacob blesses everyone who trusts in him and depends on him. God made heaven and earth. He created the sea and everything else. God always keeps his word. He gives justice to the poor and food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free and heals blind eyes. He gives a helping hand to everyone who falls. The Lord loves good people and looks after strangers. He defends the rights of orphans and widows, but destroys the wicked. The Lord God of Zion will rule forever. Shout praises to the Lord. Proverbs 30:33. If you churn milk, you get butter. If you pound on your nose, you get blood. And if you stay angry, you get in trouble. So have you heard any truer words than that today? This holiday season, isn't it like that? Doesn't it bring out the stresses? And I know we've gotten through the holiday as far as Christmas Day now, and everything that leads up to it. But doesn't that leave you kind of... I mean, you get out to the other side and go, is that it? It's over. I can't believe it. Yeah, it was great to watch the kids open presents. Yes, it was good to be around family, but now I'm ready to get away from them. Or maybe they're already gone, but some things were said that shouldn't have been said. I always leave the holidays with this sense of bittersweetness because it's beautiful. Jesus has come for us. The baby is God. And we contemplate this deeply. And then there's all this mixed emotion of the longing for things to be ordered. Shalom, the order of God, the peace of God. Shalom is a bigger word than just peace, as we would understand it in English. It is truly the entire encompassing order and rightness of things under God. And we long for this, and we reach for it. And the holidays bring out the spirit of Christmas, which offers this sense of shalom, and yet we walk through it and go, there's got to be more that didn't work out right. And the Proverbs is telling us the truth. If you churn milk, you'll get butter. If you pound on your nose, you're going to get blood. If you stay angry, you're going to get in trouble. It's going to bring you trouble. It's this law of reciprocity. It's this law of sowing and reaping. It's that you do things and they have consequences, both for good and for peril and for evil. In this new season, as we approach a season of shifting, anger that has been around a long time, that has been underneath the surface for as long as we can remember, maybe legitimately, either way, it's going to have to be something that we release to God, because if you stay angry, you get in trouble. It draws it to you. Just like if you churn milk, you will get butter. Or if you punch somebody in the nose, or somebody punches you in the nose, you're going to get a bloody nose. Just as sure as we know those things to be true. Just as sure. Right? Think of that. It's not like two realities and one metaphor. If you churn milk, you will get butter. I remember doing that when I was a kid. But those of you who live in farmlands, you know this to be true. It is the truth. And we also know, if you pound on your nose, you will get blood. Punch somebody in the nose and see what happens. Go up to somebody and say, punch me in the nose. I just want to make sure that my nose will bleed. We know that that will happen. Scripture is telling us in the same way, if you stay angry, you will get trouble. So, Father, we come before you and we're asking for ways to finish this year well. We're asking for you to speak to us through your word in this final week as we prepare to launch into a new year, a year where we seek you with all of our hearts. A year where discipleship isn't a concept and the scripture isn't just about our own personal nourishment, but that we ask that we are oriented completely to you and live as if every word in the scripture is true. Help us. Anger is something we will have to let go of. It's like poison. It's like we are sitting there with a hypodermic needle of snake venom that will kill us, and we're just pricking it on our skin just to see if that might be true. And it is. Help us to release anger so that it no longer draws trouble. Holy Spirit, come, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Website is the place to go as you draw into community. If you're new here, welcome. The website is the place to start. Spend some time there as you get to know what this is, the Daily Audio Bible, through the Bible in a year, in community. The website will tell you all about it and give you portals, entry points, and actually interacting with other people around the world that are going through the scriptures as well. All right, we're getting ready to finish the year. So those of you who have been here all year, even if you are hearing this and you're like a week behind, on the 31st of December, the feed has to change at midnight. So the 31st of December will stay available, but the rest of the year will be reset. So if you are missing some days, get them while you can. They will immediately be available in the Daily Audio Bible store, downloadable by the month, but they will no longer be on the feed, so be prepared. Heads up. We're also excited about the launch of Daily Audio Bible Arabic and Daily Audio Bible Portuguese, as well as the continuation of the Daily Audio Bible en Español, which the team has really come together to build community in the year 2012. So we're really excited to support all of that. There's a Daily Audio Bible en Español Facebook page now. If you are Spanish speaking and are a part of the Daily Audio Bible en Español as well, then find the Facebook page and start interacting there. We're excited about Daily Audio Bible Kids for the new year. I have a feeling this will be the best year of Daily Audio Bible Kids we've ever had, as we look to incorporate a lot more of interaction with the kid community. So DailyAudioBibleKids.com is the website for Daily Audio Bible Kids. Of course, DailyAudioBible.com is the website for Daily Audio Bible. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you're in the final days of the year. Of course, Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, so any of your contributions to Daily Audio Bible to keep the mission moving forward in that mission being to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen, anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to create a community around God's word so that no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, you can always reach out and somebody will reach back. You don't ever have to be alone again. That's what we're up to here. And we want to do that in as many languages as God will allow, for as long as he will allow. If you want to partner with that, then dailyaudiobible.com is the place to go. There's a link on the homepage. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. All right, that will do it for today. I love you very, very much this 27th day of December. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Domingo from Orlando, Florida. I called in before for prayer for myself. Glad to say, I'm really happy to say that, thanks to God, faithfulness. He's awesome. And I'm in a lot better place now than I was when I called earlier. But the real reason why I'm calling today is, I think it was the 27th, November 27th podcast, 27th or 28th, I'm not sure which one. The woman, Irma, called, and, she really sounded desperate. She kept saying she didn't know what to do. Her relationship with her husband was suffering. Sounded like she had lost hope. And it really touched me. I want to tell Irma, I hope she gets this and she listens to that. I don't know exactly how you feel, Irma, but I've been there. I've had days. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get into that, but stay in the Word. God gives us hope. He does. He does. He's faithful. I don't have verse to tell you. I don't even. Miracle words. Yeah, I just want you to just focus on God. We are all, says it, Bible says it, that we're all going to struggle. It's just we live in a fallen world, so we are going to struggle. Guaranteed fact. But we have to keep our focus on Him. Otherwise, we'll let our problems drown us. Let our circumstances overwhelm us. We'll just collapse with all that weight. Just go to God. I'm praying for you, Irma. You really touched me. I heard the desperation in his voice and pulled me back a little bit. I know now I'm in a better place. It took a while. With no overnight poof and everything was okay. Even every once in a while now, it's still. But I know, this is fact, I know that we have a God that loves us. A love that we can't understand. It's just so great. It is something we will never be able to comprehend. Trust in that. Trust in that. Because He only wants good for us. He does. He truly does. But we have to keep our focus on Him. So I believe as long as you keep the Word, as long as you believe the Word, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it with all your heart. I'm praying for you. I am. That there will be a day where you can look back at this and say, wow, God carried through that. I know He has carried me. And I didn't deserve it. I know I didn't deserve it. But he has. He can do that with me. He does it with everybody. He loves each and every one of us. Trust me, not Irma. I'm praying for you. I am. God bless everyone. Thank you, Brian, for what you do. Great ministry. I'm in it every day. Love you, brother. Keep up the good work. God bless you, family, and everyone. Great for everyone else. Love you all.
Hello, Brian and Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen calling from Texas. I've been listening for about 2.5 years, and I've never called in for prayer before, but the Lord has just laid it on my heart to do this. And I'd like to ask for prayer for my family. My husband has narcissistic personality disorder. He's not a believer. So if we could pray, first of all, for his salvation. And for those of you who are not familiar with this disorder, in a nutshell, he is unable to empathize. He's very controlling, very demanding, very self-absorbed. And I have a feeling that a lot of my family out there probably knows somebody with those character traits. And hopefully, just the knowledge of this personality disorder may help you in dealing with somebody that you have in your life that may be like that. My prayer for my family is that Christ will appear beautiful to us, that God's promises will give us hope, and that we will not grow weary in doing good for this man, because it's very difficult. And the holidays especially make it difficult because he feels threatened by family members that come in and take attention away from him. So holidays in particular are difficult. Anyway, that's my request. Brian, thank you so much for all that you do. You have a beautiful voice. You have indeed led us deeper into Jesus. And my hunch is that you are being led deeper into Jesus yourself. I can tell the difference in the past 2.5 years. And I appreciate so much your insight and all that you do. Bye-bye.
Hi, DAB family. This is Marley Q calling from Miami, Florida, with a prayer request. Actually, few prayer requests for my family. My dad has been suffering from hernia and arthritis and just a lot of physical pain. He's always been very active. Active man, works a lot with his hands, on his feet, and just, you know, the last couple of months, actually since April of this year, he's just really been in a lot of pain physically, and it, you know, it doesn't seem to be getting better. They don't have health insurance, so he hasn't been able to, you know, take care of that at the doctor's. He's been, you know, trying to deal with it and praying and hoping that, you know, God finds a way to either heal him, restore him, or somehow just bless our family financially so that he can get the operation that he needs. It cost about $6,000 to remove the hernias or the obstruction that's causing him the pain. I also want to pray for my mom, who, you know, this is just a big burden on her. You know, my dad's the head of the household and, you know, the breadwinner, and he's been out of work since April of this year, and it's just really stressing her out. And I just pray for healing and restoration and just a financial breakthrough for my family. My grandma has also, you know, been suffering with her health and surgeries, and it just seems like there's a lot kind of coming at my family. So I wanted to reach out to the DAB family if I could and ask you all to join with me in prayer to lift my family's my family up. Definitely their spirits are up, and they trust and pray every day to our Lord Jesus, and we know that we're going to get out of this. But I just wanted to reach out and see if I could ask my brothers and sisters worldwide to pray for my family and pray for healing and financial breakthrough so that we can just get through this. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, Brian. This is John from Massachusetts. First, wanted to just thank you for the Daily Audio Bible and the blessing it's been for me through these last years. I've been listening since almost the beginning, and it's helped me go through a lot of difficult times in my life. But I did have a prayer request. I have a new business, and would just like to pray that that God would just bless this business financially. I've been out of work, unemployed for a long time, and just really feel like this is this business is an answer to prayer for my family. So if you could just all just pray that God would pour out his blessing and just give me vision and direction for the business. And I appreciate it very much. Thanks, and God bless.